President Obama was in Saudi Arabia today, and in some ways, it's a make-nice trip. The historically warm friendship between the Saudi and U.S. governments has gotten tense lately. Some American lawmakers are pushing to declassify documents that might link certain Saudi officials to the 9/11 attacks. Meanwhile, human rights groups want Congress to halt arms sales to Riyadh, given the Saudis' brutal air campaign in Yemen. But despite it all, the flow of arms continues.
President Obama, of all presidents, has sold three times as much weaponry to Saudi Arabia as any of his predecessors.
That's Reuters investigative reporter David Rode. He's dug deep into Washington's backing of the Saudi armed forces.
George Bush sold about $16 billion worth of weaponry to the Saudis. Obama has so far sold about $47 billion. And this is all part of the Obama doctrine. It was really an effort by Obama to turn Saudi Arabia into sort of a military power in the region, and that they could maybe take on some responsibilities in the Middle East, and that the U.S. could then pull back from the area.
I'm curious about his image of Saudi Arabia as a military power in the region. It seems to me it's problematic, given other aspects of the Saudi kingdom. How does he square the concern that Saudi Arabia is financing extreme Islam, private Saudi citizens, but Saudi Arabia also has very negative influences in the region?
Many other Muslims actually resent Saudi Arabia. Turkey, for example, Indonesia, which is the most populous Muslim countries, they have, you know, much more moderate forms of Islam. So why are we selling all these weaponry to the Saudis? One answer is that the Saudis simply have the money. This is not American taxpayer dollars sending weapons to Saudi Arabia. This is the Saudis themselves doing it.
The other issue related to this that you go deep into detail, which is the Saudi use of these arms in its intervention and war in Yemen. Huge humanitarian disaster, lots of civilian deaths. Is the thinking that the Saudi military can't handle these weapons or is intentionally using them to cause more damage than it needs to?
The sense is that it's unintentional, that these are very advanced weapon systems, and it takes any country time to learn them. But the most alarming reports have been about civilian deaths from airstrikes by the Saudis and several other Arab nations that are part of their coalition. You know, the estimate is that at least 2,000 civilians have died in bombings by this Saudi-led coalition. Just last month, two American-made laser-guided bombs, apparently dropped by a Saudi airplane, hit a market, killed 97 civilians, 25 of them children.
The figures are really astounding. In the people you talk to in investigating this piece in the Obama administration, do these civilian deaths concern them in terms of their decision to arm Saudi Arabia in such a way?
There's disappointment and frustration we heard from officials. And then as these deaths have gone on, the U.S. itself has gotten more enmeshed in it. We were told that there have been 40 to 50 Americans working inside Saudi Arabia in their military facilities trying to help them get their targeting better. The U.S. has shared with the Saudis software that would help them start using smaller bombs. When you're going at a smaller target, you shouldn't be dropping a 2,000-pound bomb. And those steps, though, haven't really seemed to help very much.
What leverage does the U.S. have with the Saudis in terms of the devastation they're causing in a place like Yemen?
The U.S. has enormous leverage. There are between 50 and 60 U.S. military personnel that are providing coordination and support for the Saudi-led coalition, literally working with them hand in hand. And there's 6 to 10 Americans that have been working directly inside the Saudi Air Operations Center in Riyadh. And last year, the Obama administration even decided to send more precision-guided bombs from American stocks because the Saudis were running so low on bombs themselves.
Is the mess in Yemen just something that is going to just continue? I mean, it seems like poor little Yemen, nobody's going to really jump in and do anything meaningful there. Am I reading that correctly?
Yemen's tragic. It's really a proxy war. It's the Saudis against Iran. And the big winner in all this has actually been al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, the al-Qaeda affiliate in Yemen. They have gained territory. They were able to get $100 million in cash from local banks, and they're operating Yemen's third largest port. Taking a page from ISIS, they're taxing boats, releasing slick videos showing all their roads they're building and other humanitarian projects. So there's now a larger, stronger al-Qaeda mini-state in Yemen than there was before Saudi Arabia started this intervention.
Reuters investigative reporter David Rode has written a new piece about Washington's backing of the Saudi armed forces. It's co-authored with Angus McDowell and Phil Stewart. Thanks so much, David.
Thank you.